Boston University women's soccer closes out the regular season with a 1-0 win over Army West Point to secure a top two seed in the upcoming Patriot League tournament and an unbeaten Patriot League slate. We're joined by the assistant coach of the Terriers, Megan Burke. Coach, just overall thoughts on how you felt the team played.
Yeah, I felt that it was one of our most put together games in general. We moved the ball really well from line to line. We were organized defensively. So just in general, it was a really complete performance out of us today.
Open up to questions.
I'm Finn with WTBU. Coach, I was just wondering, was there ever going to be a scenario tonight where we were maybe tied in the 75th minute and you guys weren't going to continue to go all out and maybe try to sit back and take the draw and leave it up to chance? Or was the mentality throughout the whole game to bag the winner, leave nothing up to chance, and really grab your own destiny?
We were going for it all the time. We came in with that mindset of, we didn't care the outcome of other games. We knew we wanted to win this game, and that was our intention the entire time.
I'm Austin. I'm working from Daily Free Press, so mainly like during the second half, especially like going into halftime, was there like a particular like speech or mindset you try to put into the players in terms of how to finish out this game?
Yeah, it was just continuing to push the things that we were doing really well onto them and emphasize them, because they obviously grew a lot of confidence in the first half with just some shots that we had on goal and just our possession. So the message was really keep doing what we're doing. Let's continue to grow on it. And then just pointing out some areas that we thought that we could be a little bit sharper in.
Sort of what does it mean to get the bye, both in the sense of it shows a great accomplishment in getting a top two seed, but also you guys get to rest this weekend. So is it a great stamp on your season, and what are you going to do with sort of the extra time and not having to go straight into the tournament this weekend?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing, getting a bye, is you get more time to recover, and then obviously we jump into a semifinal at home. So we're definitely going to take advantage of it to turn bodies around and really take that time to get people the rest that they need, but also to stay really sharp on the ball. So I think this kind of stretch of a week will be good for us.
So I know that the announcer up in the press box kind of talked about how this season for you guys has been the tale of two like halves of a season. You know, y'all picking up momentum lately in the last couple games. How do you think that do you think that kind of like boosts your confidence rolling into playoffs and whatnot?
For sure. I'm glad the better half is coming in conference play. I've mentioned this before, but the non-conference play really prepared us for conference. So when we got into conference, there was nothing that we haven't seen before. It's not like we weren't prepared for anything. So even though that record looked different, we were really tested, and we grew a lot in those games that we played prior to coming into conference play.
Is there a psychological advantage entering the Patriot League tournament knowing that you haven't lost to any of the teams who are participating in it? Or would you say it's a whole fresh slate and you guys are really not going to try to dwell too much on the regular season in the tournament?
I think it's something to truly take advantage of. We obviously have faith against every team that we play, or have a lot of confidence, I should say, against every team that we play. And now that we've gone against them all, it's just a matter of, you know, how can we get the better of some? How can we, you know, improve based on how we played on them last time? So it's not necessarily dwell, I wouldn't say. We want to remember those games because we want to learn from them, but we also want to take the pieces that we did really well in those games and carry that into the postseason.
Just sort of, Army was 350 minutes plus without allowing a goal. How do you guys think you finally sort of unlocked a great attack? I mean, you obviously had a lot of chances, but what went in specifically to the final goal to break through their defense?
Yeah, I think we really pressured their back line. And we continued to do that throughout the game. So there wasn't a moment that we ever let up or kind of sagged our lines at all. So I think really putting that pressure, having a high line, and continuing to go at them made the difference today and created a lot of chances for us.
Now joined by senior Morgan Fagan and freshman Olivia Avalar following the 1-0 victory. Ladies, congratulations. First off, just how does it feel to get the win in this regular season finale and lock up a top two seed?
Feels great. I mean, like, this means we went undefeated all season, so, you know, things went according to plan, and, you know, this is a big win for us in terms of momentum and really just, you know, locking in the bye this weekend.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing was just going into playoffs confident and, you know, keeping that undefeated record, whether a win or a tie, but preferably a win. So this is definitely going into playoffs on a high, so hopefully that'll translate.
Morgan, obviously with the goal, what really propelled you to do the body feint and push forward instead of maybe playing a little bit more conservative and passing back?
Yeah, I mean, I saw time and space, and I know one of the things that I kind of have in my toolbox is speed, so I knew, you know, if I could get around the edge, she wouldn't catch up. So that was, you know, the thought process there.
How did it feel in the moment, being in the right place at the right time? Like, describe your feeling throughout the whole process,
I guess. I mean, it feels great, but at the end of the day, I mean, the bench's energy, you can really feel like the whole team behind you on the field, and I think that's what gives me the confidence to be able to finish in that, you know, final moment, even under pressure, and that's just what we needed.
Did you kind of think that Morgan would create the chance and you just wanted to be the man in the box, or were you just shipping there for a rebound, or what?
I mean, we do a lot of drills similar to that in practice, and I think the goal is always to crash the net, and whether Morgan was going to shoot it near the end line or cross it, I think the goal was just for me to be in the box, rebound, cross, anything I can get my foot on or head on, and just put it in the back of the net.
Morgan, you were flying around the field all game. Like, was there any extra incentive due to, like they said over the announcement this year, last home game of the season?
Yeah, you know, I'm a senior, so this is kind of it. And last regular season home game with, you know, the Terrier jersey and the Patriot League. So, you know, that's kind of where all my motivation is coming from, and just to make this last season as special as I can.
For either of you guys, obviously great game by their keeper. And it got hard sort of in the beginning of that second half with all those quality chances in a row. She kept saving them. What's the mentality like to keep shooting, and is it a little psychologically difficult when she's making all the saves, and how do you just kind of fight through that and eventually find the goal?
From a team perspective, I think we just need to keep encouraging each other, and at the end of the day, it's a 90-minute game, not a 45-minute game, and whether the half's going our way or not, we're always going to keep pushing and trying to, you know, even the score, pull ahead, hopefully before half.
Okay, so what was the mentality kind of coming into the second half?
Yeah, you know, I think all our confidence comes from consistency, and we had a strong first half, and we know we just, you know, had to keep building upon that, and, you know, just came in the second half, knowing to put a ball in the back of the net, and that's what we did.